It is a great pleasure for me to welcome the leadership and some of the key participants in America's Promise. I think, as many of you know, this is something that the Powell family and others helped to initiate, and a number of presidents have participated in. The concept is simple, that our greatest asset are our children, and it is absolutely critical for us as a nation to continually find ways in which we can make sure that they are safe, that they are getting the kind of education they need to succeed in the 21st century, that they're healthy, that they are on the track not only to be successful, but also to be good citizens. And the companies and organizations and not-for-profits that are represented by behind me under Alma's leadership have contributed in so many ways, but this is just a small sampling of the hundreds of organizations around the country that are doing great work every single day and are learning from each other and creating a network of concern and nurturing for our children in every walk of life. And so I'm very proud to be the latest president to sign on to America's Promise. It is consistent with a number of the initiatives that we've been putting forward in the administration, whether it's through our efforts at Race to the Top and Department of Education, more recently the work that we're trying to do around My Brother's Keeper and making sure that every young person in America gets a chance at success. And so in addition to the symbolic act of signing on to this declaration, this also gives us an opportunity to collaborate and learn more about some of the great work that's being done out there and figuring out how government, private sector, and nonprofits can all work together to achieve the same goal. So thank you very much for your outstanding work, all of you, and I will now
thank you, Mr. President.
Fix my name to this. There you go.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Still the same way. Thank you.
Secret Service, that's a great job. Thanks.